Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Hey, glad you tuned in. We are here on a beautiful Saturday morning, 93.3 FM, bringing you all that Tallahassee's talking about. We've got a great show lined up with Tom Flanagan, our guest today, the longtime beloved WFSU radio personality over there with perspectives. So Tom will be with us sharing his perspective on radio and broadcasting and Tallahassee and all that's going on. We've got Heather Thomas with another edition of Women to Watch. She'll be in. And an extended, expanded edition of the Linnefelt Sports Report as we talk about the big game tonight against Miami. You stay with us. We'll be right here.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
We are glad you have made it part of your morning. As you do each week, we are here to tell you what we know Tallahassee is talking about. We want to know what you're talking about because, after all, that's what really counts. It's not what all the other folks say you and I care about. It's what we care about. And that's why Tallahassee Talks is here every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. We've got Tom Flanagan joining us here shortly, Heather Thomas with Women to Watch, and our good friend Tim Linnefeld is in studio. He'll be with us here in just a second. We're going to talk at length about how we expect Florida State to do tonight against Miami coming up 8 o'clock tonight, live on the TV, ABC television carrying the game. So we got a great show lined up for you. We are in studio here with Heather Thomas and another edition of Women to Watch. So let's give Heather a chance to tell us what's going on. Heather?
Hi there, this is Heather Thomas with Women to Watch, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Elizabeth Eck with Eck and Hamilton Realty. She's the mother of three and wife to Dennis Eck. Elizabeth is that perfect example of a mom who is trying to serve others and her community. She's had various positions throughout the last couple of years, but every position is focused on how she can help others and how she can get others connected to the community. I think she's what I like to call a community connector. So welcome, Liz. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about why Elizabeth is a community connector. She has really come up with an idea that is going to resonate, I think, with a lot of listeners who have kids or really understand the need for kids to get connected to why they should feel that they're blessed. And Liz and I recently had a conversation about this, and you want to talk a little bit about how this idea came about of the connecting kids to kids?
Hi, Heather. Yes, I want to leave, it's very important for me to leave a legacy of giving to my children and a legacy to teach them how to be thankful and grateful. And how it all came about really was my daughter had received a gift from her Oma, which, of course, you know, took a lot of time and effort and money in order to give it to her. And she says, Mommy, I already have this. Thank you. And that's it. And I was like, no, you don't understand. She took a lot of work to get this gift. You need to say thank you and be grateful. But then she received a card in the mail, and it had her name on it. And it was of this little girl who was on the cover. And it said, pray for me and please donate. And she has leukemia. It struck her so right to the core, and she was, Mommy, can we please pray for her every night, which we still do. And then she said, Mommy, is there any way that we can give all of my money in my bank account? And I thought to myself, okay, clearly I'm doing the right thing, but I'm not getting to where I want to teach them that we need to be grateful and thankful. And so I wanted to, in the time of Thanksgiving and thankfulness for Christmas coming up and Thanksgiving coming up, I wanted to get my children to understand how there is a connection between when we give a list of gifts for children, who we are giving them to, because right. there's a lot of boundaries and red tape when right. you give a gift to someone who is in foster care.
Right. And I remember talking to you about how confusing it is to figure out how all the different organizations are connected, from DCF to Children's Home Society to Florida Baptist Children's Home, Boys Town, that they really are all interconnected. Each place has different programs involved, but each one is caring about kids and wanting to get the community and families connected to these kids and helping them. So tell us a little bit about the event coming up next Saturday that came out of this wonderful desire to get your kids connected to what matters most.
It's on November 9th, and it's located in Moore Pond at a house that is being sold. The address is 6954 Heartland Circle. It's going to be open up at 10 o'clock till 2 p.m. And really, it is just a wonderful play date. We are going to have Boys Town, Children's Home Society, as well as Florida Baptist Home and their host families to come and to play and to meet and greet, and also the local community families, including their children, to come and play with these other kids so that they can get connected. So I have the opportunity to be able to share with the rest of the community the knowledge that I've learned over the last couple of weeks about these three nonprofit organizations, how they all work together. And I want to share that so strongly because I want them to be supported by these kids that are in our lives, our own children, to learn how to support these nonprofit organizations.
Right. And what's really been amazing about this, it's really been only the last couple of weeks that, you know, Elizabeth has come, you know, to this idea and then developing it. And it's getting a lot of support from the community and sponsors and things like that. So something's really resonating here.
Yeah, we are so grateful and thankful. In the span of a week, I think that we've had such an overwhelming response of sponsors, including like Uncle Matteo's is going to be coming and they're going to be doing their cool pies. And then we've got Jumping Jacks, who is going to be promoting and putting a big bouncy house. And then we've got Cookies and Tea for Me that's doing a decorative cookie station. And then we've got Cue It Up, DJ Q, that's going to be doing musical chairs. So along with the three nonprofit organizations and it being there to answer questions on the upcoming programs that they have for the holidays and how we can be involved, plus also just allowing our children to play with these other host families, I think it's a great play date for them. We have the venue for it. Very blessed that I can provide that venue. Just want to be able to get the word out.
Now, if listeners can't attend, they've got other plans, how else can they help?
If you go on our Facebook page, which is EH Realty, so go to Facebook and you can just look up EH Realty, you will be able to click on a link that will be on there, and that'll go to a flyer, which will be able to be directed to more information, which will most likely be on our webpage.
Great. I think the overall idea of this event is to get the next generation connected to what matters most, wouldn't you say?
I definitely believe so.
I think for me, hope plays a big part of this, because a lot of kids who are in the positions that they're in through no fault of their own, that are in these programs, have lost that. And I think maybe what the ultimate gift going on here is the gift of hope.
Definitely.
We're getting all of our kids connected to that and how important it is. So,
and educating them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Knowledge is power. So, mm-hmm. Elizabeth, I just thank you so much for all that you're doing for the community and for the kids in the community and for the families and for your own kids. I think your children one day, if they're not already, should be very, very proud of you.
I hope so.
So for Women to Watch, I'm Heather Thomas for Tallahassee Woman Magazine.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
We are taking a little bit extra time here today with the Linnefelt Sports Report because FSU football is afoot.
And,
as they say. So, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Tim Linnefelt is our resident authority on all things sports, especially when it comes to Florida State athletics, and we have Florida State football just banging it right now. Now, I did see something interesting this morning on my Facebook page,
okay,
in which, and I want you to comment at this, and then we're going to talk about the games. In which the proposed possible outcome would be Florida State getting shut out of the championship and end up playing in the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. Is that how do you think about that?
That depends on who you ask, and obviously we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves with a national title talk.
Indeed.
But then again, maybe not.
Indeed.
You know,
yeah.
Certainly not with the way they've been playing, and with old number five taking snaps for my own personal take on that, and I am in the minority on this.
I'm
and
glad
I'll,
that you're stepping up to the mic
for a change,
you,
right?
You were unwilling to call the NC State game.
No, I was unwilling to call I was unwilling to call the Clemson game. I'd call NC State all day.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But anyway, no. If Jameis Winston keeps playing the way that he's playing,
yeah,
and potentially wins the Heisman Trophy, which is very much on the table.
Yes.
And he does that, and if Florida State is undefeated, I find it extremely hard to believe that they will get shut out of the national title game.
Yeah.
It's such a beauty pageant,
all right,
and so much of it is based on the human reactions to what they see, and they're putting this kid's press conferences live on SportsCenter on Wednesday afternoons.
What does that tell you? Yeah.
I mean, he's quickly becoming the face of college football,
yeah.
And to me, if that team is undefeated, has two wins over top 10 teams,
which must have Johnny really unnerved.
Well, he's kind of doing his thing out there. I don't know that he's too worried about it. I can't imagine that ESPN is going to pass up the opportunity. And ESPN does, I think, control a lot of the conversation in college football. The idea of having him on ESPN television in a national championship game. I don't think they're going to that's not going to fall by the wayside. I have a really hard time believing that Florida State would get shut out in that scenario. I don't know whose expense it'll come at.
Is it a concern to you that this kid just finds himself caught up in that and sort of loses his way?
You know, he's been asked that about 100 times, and I just don't think so. It's really hard to describe to somebody who maybe hasn't been around him and hasn't, you know, attended each of his press conferences and his games and that sort of thing. But some people, some athletes especially, I think, are just sort of wired a different way. Huh. And he just really comes off that way. You know, he was asked yesterday or earlier this week, you know, how does he keep, you know, keep grounded? How does he stay true to himself and remember where he came from? He said, it's never hard to be myself. I was born myself. And it's like, oh, yeah, I guess you were. And, well, you know,
there's a quick answer for
a 19-year-old to have such perspective is really impressive. And again, you know, you never want to think that you know these guys, you know, because you get glimpses of them for a few minutes at a time in media settings. But I've been around a lot of athletes and more than a handful of quarterbacks, and he's unlike anyone that I've ever seen, for sure.
Interesting. Now we can talk a little bit about Clemson and NC State. Certainly, Clemson was the nail biter. Then again, we lost to NC State last year, came in this year, though I did notice that NC State didn't score any one more point than they did the prior year. So they scored 17 points.
Yeah.
This year, like they did last year.
Well, the difference there is that by the second half, Florida State had had all its second and third team defenders in, so it was a little different scenario there. But when you score 35 points in the first quarter, though, you have yourself a little bit of wiggle room,
you
know.
Yeah.
And it all, you know, the big thing there was for Florida State was to not be still, you know, resting on their laurels from a big win at Clemson, and also not be looking ahead to the Miami game. And I think in terms of that, they passed with flying colors.
Well, there was a lot of talk, too, even nationally, about how gracious, I guess, Jimbo and Jameis were about letting cameras into the locker room. And, you know, they got a chance to see him talking to the team, and he presents himself in this sort of leadership capacity. And again, he's a young man, younger than a lot of those guys on his squad.
Absolutely.
And yet steps up to the mic and has that sort of very cool, very relaxed attitude about things. Hey, we're here to have fun. We're here to play a game.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, try to sort of shoehorn themselves into that leadership role. But if it's not genuine, and if your teammates don't buy into it, it falls flat.
Especially if you have business cards printed up in advance. Yeah,
exactly.
Being selected for
exactly.
That doesn't really
endear
you.
Well, yeah, but you know, people can tell when you're genuine or not. Wow. I think, and for him as a 19-year-old redshirt freshman to be in a locker room full of seniors who have been through an awful lot here. For those guys to follow him, it really speaks bounds to the fact that this team obviously believes in Jameis. And it's easy to believe in a guy, I think, when he's going out there and, you know, throwing 3-4 touchdowns a game and gonna you know, rewrite just about every record for freshman quarterbacks.
And yet, by all accounts, at least by Jimbo's account, you know, he just doesn't believe in running up the score. So, you know, he's not looking for the, what do they call them, style points. You know, and so points. The BCS rankings, maybe not as much. Would that have made a big difference if the score were spread were even?
We say that, and they won 49-17. How bad do you want to beat? How bad do you want to beat them?
Yeah, where do you want to go?
You could have beat them by 70, I guess. But it's funny, you know, to look back a little bit at the Clemson game. I was reading a little bit earlier today, and they said, you know, Florida State by blowing all these teams out. Yeah. So bad might be actually hindering their own cause a little bit, because when you beat a team so bad, you sort of alter the perception of whether or not the teams you're beating are any good.
The strength,
you
know, of schedule.
Maybe it would have been better to beat Clemson by, I don't know, 10 and keep up the facade.
Boy, this is really tough.
Right, and keep up the facade that Clemson is actually an elite team. And maybe they are. You know, we saw the rest of the season to play out. But by winning all your games by 30 or 40 points, it sort of, you know, puts a dent in your competition.
Okay, so what we're learning here is that the 90% of the game is off the field.
maybe not 90, but a good portion. For sure.
Most of what we're talking about is all these mind games that goes on in perception.
Yeah.
So let's talk about tonight's game. We've got our friends from the South, Miami, our longtime rivals.
Yeah, the brothers the big brothers, as Jameis put it earlier this week.
So what's your take? Where do you think we'll be at the end of this game tonight?
I think it's going to look a lot like the first seven.
Really?
For Florida State, yeah, really? Absolutely. Yeah. No disrespect to Miami. I think that, you know, their coach down there, Al Golden, has done a really nice job of steering.
They
steered that program through the NCAA mess and got on the other side of that. But Florida State, I think, is just on a different level right now, and Miami has kind of struggled to get to where they are. Look, 7-0 is 7-0. You don't need to apologize for that. But, you know, you needed a last-minute touchdown to beat Wake Forest, a last-minute touchdown to beat North Carolina. Neither of those teams were very good. Oh. You know, you're not going to be in that position on a Saturday night in Tallahassee. And I just think that, you know, if Florida State plays the way that they've shown they're capable of playing the entire season and shown against elite-level competition, you know, I think it could easily be an NC State type of final score. You know, Florida State has made some adjustments, moved some personnel around, and I think they think that they're in a better spot against those types of running teams. But this will still be the first time they face an offense like this since that Boston College game. So it's at least a slight unknown. Now whether or not Miami's going to be able to do that effectively enough to match Florida State point for point, I kind of doubt it, but that's probably their best bet.
The Linnefeld Sports Report here with Tim Linnefeld. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tim, you'll be at the game tonight.
Starts
at 8 o'clock, Doak Campbell Stadium. It'll be live on ABC television. And I know, Tim, you'll be there working hard and probably posting some things for us to repost on our Tallahassee Talks Facebook page.
If you're interested, we do have a free live blog chat, whatever you want to call it, with me and some others on Knowles247.com. It'll be fun.
That's sweet. So. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brian. Anytime.
We'll be right here.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. What's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, so we have with us a personal friend and a colleague, a man who for all of us has for many years provided such a, I don't know, a sort of stable voice in the midst of chaos. Tom Flanagan is our guest. How are you, sir?
Maybe Brian is a chaotic voice in the midst of stability. I don't, whichever I really, way you'd like.
I like that, too. That's also quite productive. I think chaos in the midst of mundane reality can be a very productive experience. And so Tom, here you are. I don't want to make you sound like, you know, you're Albert Schweitzer or something, but I mean, for me, you do kind of, I think it's fair to say, represent the best of what broadcast journalism offers. Forgive me for embarrassing you here, but better that I say this to your face, I suppose. I mean, God knows we have enough criticism coming at us all the time. But I think for a lot of people, I think that your work in radio over the years has been significant. I think that what WFSU has provided for the community, in part because of your involvement there, is substantial. And so my interest in having you with us is to me, is real clear. I mean, you just have a lot to say about so many topics, not the least of which would be what has happened in broadcasting in the time that you and I've been involved. Let's talk about this last 25, 30 years or so. Where did you get your beginning? Where did you get started in broadcasting?
Well, first, Brian, thanks so much for having me kind of at the other end of the process here, because a nice role reversal.
Not a comfy spot necessarily for you, I understand.
But when you're talking about background and history and all that, I think my beginnings will kind of tie into something that will inevitably be chatting up later on, which is, you know, how to foster a sense of community and a purpose and creative solutions to problems, you know, in society as a whole and politically and all that. But I was really blessed because I had a chance to get started in what we used to call a 1,000-watt coffee pot in a small Western Maryland community, Cumberland, Maryland, which at one time was actually the second largest city in Maryland. It was called the Queen City, not to be confused with Cincinnati, which is the Queen City of Ohio. But behind Baltimore, Cumberland, Maryland was the second largest metropolitan area in Maryland. Heavily industrial, railroad town, mining, manufacturing, all of that kind of thing. And when I got into radio, and that in itself is an interesting story, which I don't want to bore any of your listeners.
We have time.
We can bore them then.
They're used to that.
Never
on
intended
my show. They're used
that.
To that.
But I sort of literally backed into broadcast because my educational background is actually as an art teacher, and I did that in the Maryland public school system for a couple of years.
Yeah,
and still doodle and dawdle in art, as it were. But at the same time, I'd been playing in bands since I was like 13 years old, and when I was about 22, which was a couple years into the teaching profession, I put together with some other musician friends a band that we thought had the potential to really go big time, and we'd become rich and famous rock stars and all. We went to, another great story, ran into a guy in Washington, D.C., where we were auditioning for a club gig, which we subsequently did not get, but we ran into this guy from Providence, Rhode Island, who, typical thing, hey kid, come with me, we'll make you a star. We didn't believe that, and suddenly we're getting a phone call where he has lined us up gigs. So we relocate to New England out of Providence and up in Boston and all that sort of thing. And part of our shtick, because we're doing a lot of showcase clubs, and part of our shtick was to switch instrumentation on a number of songs, and we needed to have something going to keep the audience engaged with the band while the guys are shifting out from keyboard to guitar and back and forth. So being the drummer and sort of in one place and stuck in that spot, I came up with this manic top 40 DJ type of rap. It just off the top of my head, this spontaneous, you know, stupid stuff that at least would keep people going, you know, oh, something's going on up there. By then, the guys would be in place. We'd 2, 3, 4 kick off the next song, and away we'd go. And before the band broke up and we went back to Maryland with our collective tails between our legs, someone had come up to me during one of our breaks and said, oh, I used to listen to you all the time on WPRO out of Providence.
Look at
I said,
that.
Well, I never really was on the radio, but thank you for saying
okay.
So.
Yeah.
So we get back.
Just smile nicely.
Yeah, very nice. Hey, appreciate that. It was a lot of fun having you here tonight.
Homer Simpson, you know? Smiling politely.
Yeah. But we got back to Maryland, where we're all unemployed, and one of the only things available in town happened to be a weekend disc jockey job at the local 1,000-watt radio station. I knew the program director. He told me to go get a broadcast license, which you needed in those days, and went to Baltimore and
I still
took the
carry
FCC
my
license.
First-class license.
You got a first?
Yes.
Wow, I only got a third with broadcast endorsement, so you beat me out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You can, like, fix transmitters and stuff.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah, that was my introduction, you know. Well, they couldn't find anybody else to change out the twos in the transmitter. So I had to go through that, and that ended up being my gig for the next 10 years. So you were accused of being in radio before you were in radio.
Exactly.
Basically what you're telling
me. But that planted the seed that, well, maybe I could do that. And again, knowing the program director for many years at our hometown station.
How cool.
He said, well, yeah, get your license and we'll see about it. So I did that and he put me on weekends. And as you know, Brian, having been in the biz for so many years, about 6 months in, and I'm so happy I'm even stealing other people's production, you know, and it was part time and that was okay.
Yeah,
I was doing other things in the day. I went up to the station one Tuesday morning, and I see my colleagues with boxes containing their personal effects.
Oops.
And they're leaving the building. Uh-oh. I'm going, uh-oh. And they said, well, have fun. We're out of here. A new ownership had taken over.
Oh, boy.
Had fired everyone.
Yep.
I wander in thinking, well, I've got a few things here. I guess I better pack them up, too. And the new general manager comes over and says, don't you do weekends? I said, yes, sir. I said, okay, you're the new morning man and program director.
Wow.
Which,
wow.
That was quite a shocker, Ruth. And that's kind of how I got a full-time radio job. That. That'll be 40 years ago in 2014.
That's amazing. Yeah. Folks, you just have to be at the right place at the right time and have a great voice and be able to smile nicely and say, yes.
Whatever you want, sir.
Of course. We're talking with Tom Flanagan here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. We're glad you've tuned in. Tom, you have for us a number of stories to tell, no doubt, about the many years. How long have you been with WFSU?
Ben, let's see, we're going on 8 years at WFSU. They hired me as just a simple reporter, which I still really, really enjoy, back during the legislative session of 2006.
Oh, yeah, we do remember that. And you were again, in one of those situations where you just jumped into the saddle and said, here we go.
I was out
never
of work.
Never look back.
I had been employed with the state's official tourism marketing corporation, something called Visit Florida, headquartered in Tallahassee for about 6 years. They went through some changes, and I found myself on the pavement and did a few odds and ends to try to keep body and soul together. And one day my wife sheepishly approaches me and says, look, you promised me you'd never do this again, but we're desperate. WFSU needs a reporter.
Go.
So go on, have fun. And that's how we got back into the business.
There you go. Tom Flanagan, our good friend. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merrymaids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merrymaids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time, and my friends at Merrymaids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com. If you have just joined us, well, shame on you. Where have you been? But do not be dismayed, my friends. We do everything we can to make this show available to you online. After it has aired, you can go to TallahasseeTalks.com, our official website, and we have our archive there. And this show, along with all those shows we've had the pleasure to bring you, are available. Our good friend Tom Flanagan is here talking about the old times, talking about changes in Tallahassee. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about how those changes have affected, because it's a topic that I think about a lot, maybe others don't, but it's my show, so there you go. The technological influence in your world, in my world, how is it that we do the things we do, in how those technological changes have influenced us? I'm wondering if it engages us more, if it tends to push us back a bit. We're less involved in the process. I mean, here you are, this sound painter, the worker in what we call suono in Italian, this craftsman who takes sound bites and works them all together in this beautiful production. Now, I know that we're grateful that it doesn't take us the same amount of time that it used to with the China marker, you know, and a single-edged razor blade, but I just wonder if we don't have as much engagement as broadcasters.
Well, let's see. The Italians call it suono, and I think we Irish call it guano. But that's but that's another tale.
Someone
here,
else.
Brian.
Where's the rim shot when you need it? Yeah, I know.
I didn't bring the snare drum. Doggone it.
Yeah.
In one way, I think it makes it infinitely easier, as you said, when it comes to creating the final product. Oh. And now we can fly in all kinds of multi-track sounds. The editing process is streamlined. Oh my gosh, YouTube is our friend. If you can find noises in the public domain that you can incorporate into a piece, and again, identifying them as such, you know, you're not blowing smoke up someone's rear and saying, this was a local occurrence when really it was something that happened far away. But that makes it easier. But then you look at all the, the multiple platforms that now we are responsible for. You mentioned coming out of the break that Tallahassee Talks is available online. Well,
you
got to bust it down, and you have to prepare it for archiving.
Yep.
There is a online scripting that is attendant to that.
Yeah.
You've got visuals that you got to put in. Golly, if you're out covering stories like we are now expected to tweet when we are going out to cover, say, a city commission meeting, and they're going to be talking about changing, the millage rate. Yeah. Which always gets people really
riled
up.
Yeah.
So, you know, going to the city commission meeting, they're going to be talking about the millage rate. And then when you're at the city commission meeting, they're talking about raising the millage rate. And then, you know, you're rolling on this. And yeah, keep us posted there. And gee, maybe I should change my Facebook status while I'm at it. And then there's my blog. And you got all this to do. Oh, of course, you're shooting video, too.
Right.
Now, you know Bill Cotterell.
I do.
You know, who was with the Tallahassee Democrat. He's now with the Florida Current. Yep. And still covering the Capitol and, you know, the old crusty curmudgeon. Yep.
We love Bill. He was here, I guess, it's been a while. He was here about 6 months ago.
That's right, because you had him on.
Yeah, yeah.
A little while ago, there's something called the annual Capitol Press Corps skits.
Oh, yes.
All right. And this was a recent one in which Bill exemplified that whole challenge perfectly. He shows up on stage, and you got, you know, everyone from the governor on down watching this stuff. And he shows up as the modern journalist. Of course, Bill's been in the business for 68 years
or something. He was about 10 years old.
He has a laptop. He has a camcorder. He's got a satellite dish on his head. He's got all this stuff. You know, he is weighted down with about 60 pounds of impedimenta just so he can cover stories. And people laughed, but it's true.
There's too much truth.
This is what you got to do now. You can't just run out with the microphone and the old, you know, cassette recorder like we were talking about earlier and come back, cut out a couple sound bites, and put the story together.
Well, and there you go, because it begs the question in my mind as to what that does to the quality of the content. Okay, so there's we've created for you, Tom, this expectation that you ought to be able to get us all of this information on the fly. Well, by definition, that means you just have less time to think through or take the time to verify. So we're demanding this from you 24/7, and whether it's an individual demand or if it's a demand of your organization, we want to know now. Think about how many stories we've seen just in the last 6 months, where and these are major news bureaus coming up forward and going, yeah, oops, no, not true. Not true. And they've had to recant on a number of things, or they've had to withdraw or even issue a story and then later get really tagged for it. Makes me nervous. I mean, if I pull this trigger,
it should make everyone nervous, because without that circumspection, without the ability to say, okay, the one fireman told me that they found two bodies in the house, but I'm not sure about that. Has anyone else seen two bodies? And you find out that, oh, well, he heard from someone that that's what they found.
Right.
You know, you're getting second and third hand stuff.
Right.
Or what I'm even hearing now on outlets as prestigious as CNN, they're following people's Twitter feeds as they remark on developing things within, you know, a news cycle, and you're going, but they know less about it than you do. Why are you?
There's
no
curation. There's no editorialization. There's no filtering.
So, well, and folks,
there,
you know,
and there you go.
It's back on us.
There
we got to do the right thing.
And do we? Yes, exactly. And do we resort then to other means other than political discussion to achieve what we want? And that. That, my friend, gets us out into another whole discussion. You'll have to come back and help us through at a later time. We don't want to take up all of your day, although we'd love to do so. We do realize you have other things to do. Folks, if you've if you're a big fan, as I am, of Tom Flanagan, you know that this is a man who you could spend a whole lot of time listening to and listening for. By the way, if you've not done this, you really owe it to yourself. He is the host of Perspectives there at WFSU FM 88.9 every Thursday morning at 11 o'clock from 11 to noon, bringing us everything that he can possibly jam inside of 60 minutes. I don't know how you do it, but that's a great show. And folks, I encourage you to tune in and be a part of what Tom brings to the airwaves. He does so well. And it's been good to have you here. I know we've got this kind of man crush going on now, but we'll be okay, right? We'll be okay.
I think so. No hugging and kissing after you know we shut down the recorders here. Of course,
the Brian and Tom Mutual Appreciation Society is formally founded here. But I say all that because folks, we want to treasure those folks in our community, those men and women who contribute so well to the discussion. And Tom, you're certainly one of those folks. Thanks for making it so enjoyable for us here today.
And Brian, thanks to you and for having a show like Tallahassee Talks that keeps it local. We appreciate that.
Folks, that's what we like doing most, and that's why we're glad you're a part of it every week right here at 93.3 FM, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. Our good friends, our home station, we want you to come back again next Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. We'll be here bright and early, ready to talk more about what Tallahassee's talking about. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.